going straight to the sheet. Chavish Yishrein and Chavish Shnei, are just basic review of the last blot of Chesam Ralev. And stuff is for that too, but the Chavish Yishrein is a case where a drug of Truma that underwent the Suffolk Tuma, concerning which we have a Brisa, which no one permits outright Sreifa. Even though it's as a Suffolk Tuma, everybody says you have to leave it dangling. You can't do a thing with it. Nothing. And those are three Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Ran Gamliel, they all hold you can't do a thing with it. Chavish Nia is a jug of Truma that broke, and its contents, which are wine, are flowing downstream into a vat with Chulin Tzmeim. In which case, Rabbi Yeshua says you may be Matami the Truma to prevent mixture. Now, much later, the Gemara is going to ask, wait a minute, there's a contradiction between Rabbi Yeshua and Chavish Yishrein and Chavish Nia. Because the Chavish Yishrein and Rabbi Yeshua, though I didn't write it down, Rabbi Yeshua says, once it's Suffolk Tomei, you can't be Matami be a dime. Rabbi Yeshua says you can leave it in an exposed place and it might become additionally Tomei. But you can't be Matameh, it'd be a dime. Yet in Chavish Nia, Rabbi Yeshua says you could be Matameh the Truma, which is flowing downstream, be a dime, since anyway it's going to fall into the Chul, into the Tmeim imminently. So Gemara is going to ask this contradiction, but much later, not right now. Right now the Gemara doesn't pick up on that. So first, the Chevraya name Rabbi Lezer say, that Chavish Yishrein is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in our mission said, Eino hi amida. Rabbi Yossi said, you cannot burn Truma Tameya and Truma Torah together in Pesach. He's the author of the first mission. He says, even if something is lost, or imminently going to be lost, you can't do anything with it. You have to still leave it. And therefore, you can't burn Truma Torah with Truma Tameya and Erev Pesach, even though in a few moments they're both going to be osur. Can't burn together. So too, he must be the one who holds that Truma, which had a Suffolk Tuma, you have to be told that you may not be sorry if it. And on the other hand, the second Mishnah, or the second Chavish Nia, the second which holds that you can save the wine, the Chulin Tmeim, down in the vat, by being Matame, the Truma Tahira, that must be going to the Great Mayor, who holds you can burn together Truma Tmeim and Truma Tahira, so he holds an ever. Imminently, the thing is going to be completely lost anyway, so you can be Matame, the Truma Tahira, beforehand. That's Chevraya in the name of Rabbi Lozer. Now, the Chevraya themselves take it a step further. They're really dramatic. They say, Chavish Yishrein, in the case of the jug of Truma which underwent the Suffolk Tuma, is Rabbi Yossi and not Rabbi Meir. Chavish Nia is Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Yossi. They preclude, they say they're mutually exclusive. Now, here I wrote on the side from the Aruch HaShulchan in the Meir HaMayim, it says, the Chevraya hold that according to Rabbi Meir, any Truma that cannot be eaten, which is either Torah Erev Pesach, or Tluya, right? Tluya is the same thing as Suffolk Tuma the rest of the year, has lost its Kedusha. So therefore, what the heck? Do whatever you want with it. Be Matameh, Gezuntay. Its Kedusha is essentially undermined. Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, what? Yeah. That's why you can be Matameh, be a dime, or burn it. Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, who we'll see imminently, argues, not Rabbi Yossi the Tana, bear in mind, there's Rabbi Yossi the Tana, Rabbi Yossi the Amora. Rabbi Yossi the Tana argues Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi the Amora argues on the Chevraya, and he says Rabbi Meir concedes that Tluya, meaning where you have a Suffolk Tuma which pertains to the Truma, is still Kaddush. It's still Kaddush, and that's why even the Chavish Yishrein can even go to the Great Meir, because he holds it's still Kaddush after a Suffolk Tuma. What about Chametz Erev Pesach? That's different. Because it's imminently going to be absolutely usher. In a few moments, Erev Pesach, it's gone, it's valueless, it's nothing. The same thing is when it's flowing downstream and it's going to hit Chulin Tmeim. Momentarily, forget it, it's going to be completely lost. So therefore, that case, he holds it could be Matameh B'Yadayim. But not the case where it's only a Suffolk Tuma, because it's not completely lost yet. Do you see that difference? A very logical difference. Why are you in pain?
I can't get over this earlier statement about it's lost its kedusha. All these different statements. Everyone never made a kind of Kanaan. You never ever said that the items of Erev lost their kedusha. despite their whatever status they are, you can go ahead and murder with someone which is a higher degree of tumor. So you, but to say, I just never.
We never counted. This is the Chevraya. We never counted the Chevraya before. Rabbi Yossi is going to disprove the Chevraya. Yes. I don't know if it's exact. Let me read you the Mecha Mind's exact language. He says, the coach, listen to this, ready? The coach Ruma, She'ev Sharla Ochla, Nistalka Kidushasa. Yes. Any truma which is not edible is no longer kadosh. They're wrong, the Chevraya. We're going to disprove them. But that was the Chevraya's opinion. Okay?
That's only for Rabbi Meir.
Yeah, in Rabbi Meir. Obviously not Rabbi Yossi. It says any Amida. He just says disagrees. Only according to Rabbi Yossi the Amora. That's his point of contention with the Chevraya. He says, Chevraya, I agree to you that where it's going to be Osir momentarily, Erev Pesach, or the other case where it's flowing downstream. There, Rabbi Meir holds it loss of Kedusha. You mean Metam may be a dime. But in the case where it's Tluya, it's not imminently going to be definitively Osir, it's going to continue being quasi Osir. So there, that's the loss of Kedusha. That's their point of contention. Okay? Now, let's see Razamor Rabbi Yossi's proofs against the Chevraya. And he brings several proofs. Two of which we saw, the third of which we shall see today. First proof is, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon hold, and this Rabbi Shimon is elsewhere, that you can burn Tluya, according to you guys. You, the Chevraya holder, Rabbi Meir holds you can burn Tluya. Nistalkok Tushasa. So if that's the case, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon are a rove versus Rabbi Yossi, and we should rule accordingly, that you can always be able to burn Tluya, not like Chavetz Rishoyna. Yet we know that we rule like Chavetz Rishoyna, that where a truma gets a suffix tuma, you're not allowed to burn it. But according to you guys, our mayor holds, you hold our mayor holds you're supposed to burn it, because the Kedusha went away. So why don't we pass in that truma tluya you can burn? That's question number one. Okay? Yaakov, how are you doing today? Less lost than yesterday or as lost? So, the second question is, even Rabbi Yeshua holds that if there is enough chulin in the vat to be mevatel the truma, you may not be metame the truma. In other words, if the truma is flowing downstream, right, and there's a small amount of truma, it's flowing into a vat which has a large amount of chulin, right? If there's enough chulin, then when the truma falls in, meaning 200 times the amount of truma, that it's going to be mevatel the truma. So even Rabbi Yeshua holds you cannot be metame the truma be a dime.
There's no need to.
True, there's no need to, but he holds you're not allowed to, and that's the point. So he asks, if Chavishnia is like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yossi, why not? If it's going to become tummy anyway, so it's nistalka kedusha, so do whatever you want. And yet he says you're not allowed to be metame be a dime. Why not? According to you guys, that whenever it's going to lose its going flowing downstream.
It says Rabbi Shur holds it.
What?
It says Rabbi Shur holds the same supposed Rabbi Meir.
That's what the Chevraya said. The Chevraya said Chavishnia is Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yossi.
Okay. But we're bringing in Rabbi Shur.
Right. No, Rabbi, I mentioned him in the Chavishnia. A jar of truma that broke and its contents of wine are flowing into a vat with chulin tameim, in which case Rabbi Yeshua says you may be metame the truma to prevent mixture. So the Chevraya say this Rabbi Yeshua is congruent with Rabbi Meir.
Do they say Rabbi Yeshua holds the same thing?
I
that's right. So it's saying, if you have the exact same Israel mayor, then you should be mitame, be allowed to be mitame, maybe a dime, even if you can, even if it's going to be batel. Because the mice is no kedusha. What's no kedusha? Do whatever you want. Now, and the truth is, Rabbi Yossi da Amora agrees with the Chevraya on this point. That Rabbi Meir holds that way. He's saying, I agree with you, Rabbi Meir holds, where it's imminently going to lose its kedusha, so you can be, do whatever you want with it. But I'm pointing out to you that if that's the case, then Chavishnia cannot be Rabbi Meir. Because like Rabbi Meir, you should be able to be Matami be a dime no matter what the story is, whether it's Batel or not. Yeah, we see you can't be Matami be a dime. So it must be that Chavishnia is even going like Rabbi Yossi. Because only Rabbi Yossi holds of these impediments that occasionally you cannot assume, even though it's imminently going to be lost, that it is Tomei. Where do we see that, that it's that Nistal Kedusha, that Kedusha was removed? Where do we see that in our Mishnah? And Rabbi Yossi said you can't burn Truma Toher or Truma Tomei together in Erev Pesach. So that must be, he's saying, by virtue of the fact that you're not always allowed to be in the time of the Truma, be a dime there, it must be that Brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Meir. And that's the second proof. Now, the third proof is where we pick up today. Third proof is on Chesam Abeis. Four lines from the bottom. I hope Yaakov notwithstanding, I hope it was made things clear for the two of you. Okay? Because it certainly clarified things for me. Now, we're the third line from the fourth one from the bottom. I have another kash on you guys. For that which it says in our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Eina hi amida. They said, Rabbi Meir, you can't do that. That's not the mida. You, Rabbi Meir, said you could burn Truma Torah with Tmei and Erev Pesach together. Eina hi amida. Now it says more. Let's put our minds in gear. Leis Barnash Omar Eino Ahi. A person doesn't say this is not the mida. Miklau Du Moida Karmaisa. Unless he concedes that there is a mida. You say, if you say this is not the mida, you are conceding that there is a mida, but this is not a manifestation of it. Right, Eino Hi Amida, that's right. But there must be something which is Amida. Oh. So look, if you turn to the flip side, when Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Meir, he says, Eino Hi Amida, but clearly holds of this Mida elsewhere. If, as Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Meir derived his halacha that Tomei and Tor can be burnt together from Chavishnia, Rabbi Shua said to me, "Mitami Adaim." It seems quite clear that Rabbi Yossi concedes this point. Only here by Chometz, he doesn't concede it. But elsewhere, he does concede it. Why Rabbi Chometz does he not concede it? Because, as we mentioned yesterday, we will mention again, where there is no hefseid, so because you make two wood piles, so there burn them separately. But you guys, the Chevraya said that Chavishnia can't be Rabbi Yossi. I just proved to you Chavishnia must be Rabbi Yossi. Because he says, Eino hi amida. In Chometz, you can't apply the principle of Chavishnia. But by Chavishnia itself, of course I concede to you the point. Okay? Let's see it inside. My Kedun, what's the difference then? So why is Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, concede the point by Chavishnia, although not here? So this we've said it several times. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabun. There where Truma Tmei is flowing, Truma is flowing downstream, and it's going to ruin the Chulin Tmei, and there's going to be a total loss, because Truma Tmei of wine is useless, you can't even burn it. So there he said, you can be Matam, maybe a dime. There Rabbi Yossi says, I'm asking. There I agree to the Mido, be Matam, maybe a dime. However, what are you going to do? You have to burn them separately. Nishkefelach. Afilach ain't a mafsid lisra mamon. The other, you're not causing a loss to Jews. Shutzach lisra of Ezid neatzim zuviv neatzim. Shutzach lisra of Ezid neatzim zuviv neatzim. Alright, so he has to burn woods over here and woods over there. So he needs two wood piles. So what does he lose? 10 cents? That's not a big deal. So this is very conclusive evidence that Rabbi Yossi, it would seem, that Rabbi Yossi himself holds of Chavishnia. Because he says, Eino hi amida. I agree with you over there. I agree with you. You can burn, you can save the tamea by being matame the tar, but not here. Here is no reason to go to such lengths. Okay? Left say merube choshu, left say memuad lo choshishu. So I don't know if I'm really punctuating exactly right. Maybe it's a question and answer here, right? Maybe it's hi should totally so vaitiv naatum zufne atmos, so that should also be a hefsay. So then one answer is the hefsay merube choshu. There where you're going to lose all your wine, there we make leniencies. Left say muad lo choshu, here is only a minor loss, so they didn't burn choshish. But you got the idea. I'm Rabbi Chanina, kumi Rabbi Mani. So Rabbi Chanina says in front of Rabbi Mani, no. Nice. That's a nice try, but no cigar. You wanted to bring a raya against the chevraya. From here, it's not a good raya. What's the raya? What was the raya against the chevraya? Since he says, "Eino hi amida," must be a concedes elsewhere. No, you're making an assumption which is based on Bar Kapora, not on Rabbi Yochanan. Bar Kapora, Reish Lakish. I'm sorry, I mixed up. Different machlokas. Bar Kapora, Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Have a machlokas. Where did Rabbi Meir derive that you can burn truma tahayro, truma tmei ner Pesach? Reish Lakish was the one who said he learned it from Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of the wine flowing towards the tamei vat. But Rabbi Yochanan said he learned from Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim and Rabbi Akiva, who in the preceding Mishnayos had allowed something which is more tamei with something which is less tamei to burn together. So he took that a step further and he said, even something which is tamei is something which is tar. So it could be that when Rabbi Yosef said, Eina Yamida, he doesn't mean I could see to Rabbi Yeshua's point about the wine flowing downstream. No! There he still argues. That's not the Mida he was referring to. Korn Rabbi Yochanan is referring to the Mida of the previous Mishnayos of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim and Rabbi Akiva. They say, I could see to you over there, of course, that one is Tamei more and one is Tamei less. You could bring them together. But I don't concede to you here one is Tamei and one is Tar. Nor do I concede to you about Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. I don't concede to you, Chavishniyah. I don't concede to you that you can be Metamei, be a dime when it's flowing downstream. Mechatei say, that halacha is only like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yeshua. So he's coming to defend the Chevrayah. Let's see that over here in the sheet. Rabbi China Kumi, Rabbi Mona rejects this last argument against the Chevrayah because the Chevrayah can hold the Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Meir derives this halacha from Rabbi China's Kana Konim and Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Let's see it inside the Gemara now. I'm Rabbi Chanina Kumi Rabbi Mona. Tipata Kamanda Omar. The Chevraya will learn that when Rabbi Yosef concedes that it is a midah, he's not conceding to Rabbi Yeshua's midah. So he can be a matame tohar mamish be a dime sometimes. No, that's never mutar kon Rabbi Yosef. What he's conceding is the Omar Medivir Rabbi Akiva. It's like Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Medivir Rabbi Akiva. Medivir Chanina is kind of corny. So that, yeah, that so you can be metame, you can burn more tamei with less tamei, but never can you be metame the tar. The lace shma minoklum. So you have no raya, Rabbi Yosi da Mora, from that statement of Rabbi Yosi the Tana that he holds the chavishnia. It could be doesn't hold the chavishnia altogether. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Ila tarveim b'shem Rabbi Lozer. Yet another. Position. Rabbi Zira and the name Rabbi Lezer say, Chavis Rishoina Rabbi Yosi. Chavis Rishoina is like Rabbi Yosi the Tana. Meaning, the Chavis Rishoina, of course, you can't burn any Trumot Pluya, any Suffolk. That's a Rabbi Yosi. Like Rabbi Meir, the Kedusha fell off. The Stalko Kedusha, so of course you can burn it. So that's like Rabbi Yosi. That's okay, that's what we've been saying all along. Everybody said that's Rabbi Yosi till now. However, Chavishniyah, the case of where the stuff is flowing downstream, Bank Rabbi Meir, Bank Rabbi Yosi. It's both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, which is in fact the position Rabbi Yosi the Tana, the Amora took. Rabbi Yosi the Amora already, in his attack on the Chevraya, implied this already, right? That Chavishniyah is even going like Rabbi Yosi. He didn't imply it, he said it. Said that he also agrees that there, where it's flowing downstream, they're going to suffer total loss. And even Rabbi Yosi concedes the point in that case, right? So therefore, this is also is basically restating that Chavishniyah can be both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, that where there's a total loss about to ensue, even Rabbi Yosi agrees you can be a maker. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zira, Kumi Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Zira asks in front into Rabbi Mona. If that's the case. Now, before I go on, let me make it clear that I'm learning this like a mixture of Lieberman, the Pnei Moshe, and the Korban Eidah. In other words, I concocted in this next passage my own mixture. Okay? Nobody learns like I'm about to learn. So, I don't know. So, but this is the way I want to learn it. Okay? It works out fine. Says Gemara, well, it was one, the gears to change, which the Pnei Moshe and Korban Eidah both make, but not Lieberman. That's what I'm saying. It's partially like one, partially like the other. Says Gemara, I question. I don't understand. I got a problem here. Look at the sheet. I make it clear. Rabbi Zira, the last thing on the sheet. Rabbi Zira asks, but even Rabbi Yossi holds in our Mishnah, you may burn Tluya. So how can Chavetz Yishuv be like him? Now, we didn't refer to this part of the Mishnah yet. But if you take a look at the last part of the Mishnah, for some reason we ignored it till now. But last part of the Mishnah, Zion Rav says an amazing thing. Look at this. Says more, Moide Rabbi Lezer, Hey, I'm Rabbi Lezer, say any of me, I'm a Mida. Moide Rabbi, this is all Rabbi Yitzchak speaking. Moide Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Shasarim, Zulatzma, Zulatzma, Torah, Tami, you burn separately. Aman Echlaku, what's the machlokas? Atluyav Atmea, by Tolu, Tusafik, and Tami, Shabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yitzchak, Zulatzma, Zulatzma, you have to burn separately. Rabbi Yoshua, Mer! Shtein Kachas. Rabbi Shua says you can bring them both together. Whoa! We see a Rabbi Yossi himself holds that you can burn Tluya. Doesn't he say that? According to Rabbi Yeshua, of course. Says you burn Tluya. We said in Chavis Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua holds you can't burn Tluya. What's going on here? Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Does he hold that you can burn Tluya, or does he hold you can't burn Tluya? Rabbi Yossi himself is a problem to us. How can you say Chavis Yeshua is Rabbi Yossi, even our Mishnah he says you can burn Tluya, and Chavis Yeshua says you can't burn Tluya? How do you reconcile the two? Okay? Says the Gemara. Again, let's read this slide. I'm Rabbi Zikun, Rabbi Nazmar, Lace of the Pliga Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't this argue Rabbi Yossi? Amar Le. So he said, Udulok Rabbi Yossi, Neymar, Udulok Rabbi Meir. We're going to have a problem no matter what we do. Because Chavis Yishoina is not going, will not come out neither like Rabbi Yossi nor like Rabbi Meir. Lefisha Matsinu Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. Now here's where the Pnei Moshe and the Korban Eidah change it. Lefisha Matsinu Rabbi Meir. Sorry, Tluya B'chol Mokum. I have no choice. I got to say it's Rabbi Yossi because it can't be Rabbi Meir because Meir holds you certainly burn Tluya all the time. No matter what you burn Tluya. Again, we say. The Nistalka Kedusha, so the Kedusha fell off. So, Chavis Yishoina can't be Rabbi Meir for sure. So it must be Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. We have to answer it outside. But we have a problem. Seems to be a contradiction. Our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says, you can burn Tluya with Tmeya. So how can Chavis Yishoina be going like him? I understand it can't be going like Rabbi Meir. But it can't be going like Rabbi Yossi either. So what's implicit, although not explicit in the Gemara, is that obviously, the obvious answer is that Erev Pesach is different. Erev Pesach, you burn Tluya with Tmeya. But not regular Tluya. Why can you burn Tluya with Tmeya in Erev Pesach? Because anyway, momentarily, it's going to become ulcer, right? So therefore, okay, true, Tluya generally requires certain respect. And he can't be metameid explicitly. But here we have an exception because it's Erev Pesach. There, however, where Tluya is by itself, Rabbi Meir holds even Tluya by itself, even the rest of the year, you can burn it for sure. It's Rabbi Yossi holds Erev Pesach, you can burn Tluya with Tmeya, but not the rest of the year. Now, let me make that even more clear because I might not make that clear enough. Well, I said, the Tluya have to burn anyway Erev Pesach. It's just I'm allowed to burn it together with the Tmeya. That's a relatively small kula. That Rabbi Yossi is Mekel. Because that, anyway, I have to burn them, so I'll just burn them together. The rest of the year, however, Rabbi Yossi holds, I'm not allowed to burn Tluya. I'm not allowed to burn it even by itself. Unlike Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds every time no matter when, you can just go ahead and burn Tliya because it no longer is Kaddush. So he says, it's true, he had a good question. It's a valid question. But I have to say the Chavis Yisrael is Rabbi Yossi, because like our mayor, you always burn Tliya, and that cannot fly, because that Chavis Yisrael says, you don't burn Tliya, so it can't be right mayor. Okay? Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana said, Azlis Lekesar, and I went to Caesarea. Caesar in the Katrin in the Golan. How can I say that? The Shavis Rabbi Zikam Shem Rabbi Zira. In order, Rabbi Zikam, same name Meir. It's the same name Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Meir served Tliya b'chol makom. Rabbi Meir holds to burn Tliya all the time. V'amrisle, and I said to him, now take out the word afilu, Korbinet takes it out. V'amrisle, I said to him, Kigon ha'ishi Tliya d'val teira. Do you mean only when it's Tliya d'araisa, in other words, when it's a suffix tuma d'araisa? A suffix tuma d'araisa. In other words, we have a suffix if, let's say, a dead sheretz came into contact with the truma. Is that the kind of time Rabbi Meir says you burn Tliya? V'amar lo, and he said back to him, ain. And usually in means yes, but here ain means no. Like ain adover kain. No. Ana pasar lo, I say even shenit meis moder aku. Even by suffix tuma de rabbanon. What's a suffix tuma de rabbanon? You put truma in a guy's house. And what are goyim chashed to have beneath the floors of their houses? Dead fetuses. Not dead bodies, dead fetuses. So the chashed to have dead fetuses, and that's a chashash to rabbanon. So that's only tliya to rabbanon. I hold a quarter American even burn it then. Even by medayra saku. Even by truma just burned to a guy's house. Mabi yodach? What are you hold? Tani, he said back to him, I don't hold that way. My mother akum toilet. My Kabbalah is that when it went into a mother of an Akum, when it went to a guy's house, you can't burn it, even Grand Mayor. You leave it around until something else happens to it. You're not allowed to burn it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Sarfin. Rabbi Yehuda says you burn it, but not Grand Mayor. Rabbi Mayor holds you don't. Rabbi Chuna B'Sharim Zira said, Rabbi Mayor Soyrev Tliya B'Sharim Moser Shona. Again, the same thing we just said. He burns Tliya the entire year. Ask the Gemara, how can you say this? For Atayah, didn't we say, Kain Truma Tliya, just like you burn the Truma Tmei and Torah Ere Pesach, so too, Truma Tliya and Tmeya, serving us, so you burn it together, Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha. You burn it together when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you can't burn it on Shabbos, right? So when you burn it right before Shabbos begins. As Shabbos falls. Divrei Meir. The Chavim Reim B'Zman, the Chavim say you can flush it down the toilet the next day. You don't actually have to burn it. Now, what be that as it may, if you corner a Meir, you can burn Tliya the rest of the year, anytime. V'Yisro B'Shachas, why do you have to wait till right before nightfall? Burn it in the morning. It sounds like the corner a Meir, you dafka have to wait till right before nightfall to burn the Tliya. Why? The odds you burn Tliya the whole year, we just said. So why do you have to wait till just before nightfall? Burn it any time during the day. Why chsom l'chashecha, even shachris? Says more, okay, you're right. Tipot d'shini zatzav lo sarf. We're talking about a lazy bum here. And a chanami, you know, you can burn in the morning. We're talking about a guy who was lazy, so we're saying at least he should make sure to do it before nightfall. Even the lazy bums, they shouldn't leave it till tomorrow because the mitzvah is to burn it. Or teir l'choshukein. And I'll prove to you that I'm right about that. Because the Tani Tmeya. It says the Tmeya you're burning right before nightfall. Everybody, even Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to wait. Truma Tmeya you can burn any time, right? You have to wait just before nightfall to burn Truma Tmeya? Of course not. What is Truma Tmeya? The whole concept of Truma Tmeya is something which must be burnt. So why do you have to wait till right before nightfall? So it must be. Lo Mishnitzatzav Lo Sarav. It's not. It's obviously where he's lazy. Say, even if you're lazy, laziness has its limit. Burn it before nightfall comes upon you. Okay? Amar Rabbi Abba Mori Achud Rabbi Yossi. Or I have another answer. Rabbi Abba Mori Achud Rabbi Yossi said, Tipot, I'll tell you another answer. The truth is, a father Tliya you can burn early in the day. And Tmei where you can burn early in the day. You're talking about Shinola Tumah Bosasha. It's talking about where till now was Tahar. And he wanted to save it till tomorrow to eat. And all of a sudden, a misfortune occurred, mamish before Shabbos began, and it became a suffix tummy. So he's telling you, burn it right then. And a chanami, where it had been early in the day, Rami would have said, burn it early in the day. We're talking about a specific case here. specific case, or it became tame or suffix tame only later in the evening. Okay, period. New sugya. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua both said the same thing. Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, if you have a Bechor, as I know, is that what I feel? You have a Bechor, and it has a dire disease. And the only way to cure the disease is by bloodletting. So, can you let its blood? The problem is, if you let its blood, you might make a move. Shimon says you can let its blood, even if you're going to make a move as a result. So what does he hold about Bechor, obviously? Nistalko Kedushoso. A Bechor which is in danger of losing its life, in grave danger, is Nistalko Kedushoso. Right? Ah! So must be Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Shimon who holds you could be make a move by your dime, potentially, of course, if you can avoid it, you avoid it. But he holds potentially can make a move of the Bechor. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you could be Matami the Truma as it's flowing downstream into the Chulin. Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Hillel said, no. Rabbi Shimon, the Bechoris, Rabbi Shua, the Trumas, lo dein moide le dein. This one doesn't concede to that one. Lo dein moide dein, or the other one concede to the other one. And the one doesn't explain why not, but the Korban Eidah explains. He says, Rabbi Shua doesn't concede to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shua only said he can be Gorem Truma. Gorem Truma. Cause it to become Tommy. You can't actually make a move, right? So I'm not sure exactly what. Whoops, I made a mistake. Small one, but a significant one. Maybe it's a big mistake. It's Carbonator says we're making a parallel between Rabbi Shua and Chavis Rishoina, not Chavis Nia. I drew the parallel to Chavis Nia. Rabbi Shua and Chavis Rishoina and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua and Chavis Rishoina says, so I didn't write it down, maybe you recall from yesterday, he says, if you have Safi Tuma, which is because you have Truma which came Safi Tame, so im hoysam mechusa yigalena, im hoysam munachas b'mokam ha-mutzna yinichedem b'mokam ha-turpa. It was in a secluded place, a safeguarded place, put it now in a place where it's forsaken. Or if im hoysam mechusa was covered, yigalena reveal it. In other words, he says, I can't let you burn it, but put it somewhere where it can become more tummy and then you'll be able to burn it. You know, remove all impediments to becoming tummy. So then Rabbi Yochanan said his shita, they knew those impediments, is similar to Rabbi Shimon's shita. And then along comes Rabbi Yochanan, says, not shita, it's similar at all. Rabbi Yoshua allows you to do, not to do a grama, to cause it become tummy. Not to be metame, be a dime. Actually, go use your hands and do it. And Rabbi Shimon allows you to do a mice to be a dime. So maybe Rabbi Yoshua would not concede to Rabbi Shimon that he could do a mice to be a dime. And vice versa. Where Rabbi Shimon doesn't concede to Rabbi Yoshua. Why not? Because he says here, if I don't do something to the Bechor, what's going to happen to the Bechor? It's going to die. But if I don't do something to the Truma, maybe Bezos Hashem Yisborach, Eliyahu Novi will come tomorrow and tell me that this is really Torah Truma. Not Tameh Truma. So maybe somehow, or even if it's not Eliyahu, maybe somebody will come and resolve my Sofik. So if Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree. In a case where death is imminent, maybe there I can make a move. But there's nothing imminent. It's a quest. On the contrary, maybe something good will happen. Maybe something good will happen. Maybe there he doesn't concede the point. Rabbi Zeir said no. Nice try. But Mistaba Rabbi Shimon Yoyde Rabbi Yeshua. It makes more sense to say that Rabbi Shimon does concede to Rabbi Yeshua. And although the Carbonator says, although it's not explicit, and that Rabbi Yeshua concedes to Rabbi Shimon. Makes more sense to say they concede to each other. Am Rabbi Boom Brachil Rabbi Zira. So Rabbi Boom Brachil said to Rabbi Zira, Al Daitcha, according to you, says the Tamer Rabbi Shimon, Yoid Rabbi Shua, that they both concede to each other. Right? So if that's the case, I have a problem. Because if that's the case, again, if they're moided to each other, Rabbi Shua must concede to Rabbi Shimon that where it's imminently going to be lost, you can do a Maisa to try and prevent that. That's the case. What about our Mishnah? What's Ninan? Avol Eich Nisrev Trutluya Matmeya says, how can we burn Truma Trutluya with Tmeya? Moid the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shesorfin Zulatzma Zulatzma. Rabbi Lezer concedes to Rabbi Yeshua. Is that true? So Rabbi Yeshua could see Rabbi Lesser. So we Moda Rabbi Lesser vir Rabbi Yeshua. It's a typer. See that Moda Rabbi Lesser vir Rabbi Yeshua? It's a typo. It's Moda Rabbi Lesser vir Rabbi Yeshua. They both concede. You burn them separately. Huh? If Rabbi Yeshua concedes to Rabbi Shimon, where there's an imminent loss, again, according to you, holds that they both concede to each other. So there's an imminent loss. Why do you have to burn them separately? What's the point? A moment from now, they're all going to be ushered. And they have to both be burned together. So if the Rabbi Yeshua concedes to Rabbi Shimon, why burn both separately? Bring them both together. Says Marno. Tohira hi dvar tohira. Really, in this case, the truma, the we're talking about where you're burning the truma on Erev Pesach. When are you burning the truma on Erev Pesach? Before Chatzos. Is it also the rice there and also the rabbanan? That's Rabban. According to Shalmi, when does it become also Doraisa? 1 hour before Shkia. So he says, Chochim. He doesn't say Chochim. Tairi Tvar Tairi Mi Doraisa. Is this Truma imminently going to be lost? No. Has several hours still. Right now, this is only the Rabbana, not the Raisa. So the Tairi Tvar Tairi. Tairi Tvar Tairi. Atu Shukas Atu Le'asreifa. You want to burn it. I'm not sure what to do with the word tumo here, but you're the one who decreed upon it, sreifa or tumo, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line is that it's not really tummy. In other words, it's not going to get lost. You want to say it's going to be lost momentarily, so burn them together. It's only because you, Rabbanan, made up the Issa Rabbanan. Now you want to use that Issa Rabbanan to give you your cake and eat it too? Well, of course, to take away your cake and burn it too. You want to do it, you want it to burn the Truma Tahira together with the Truma Tluya? That's no good. They're not Azli Ibur. Yeah, maybe right before Pesach, but not now in the morning. How can you do them both again in the morning? So says more very interesting ass thing. Okay, maybe, but ask Gemara. Loni slabesa chadas. Wait a minute. Salacha, which we the little known halacha. If you're meisiach das from your truma, it becomes tummy. Doesn't become tummy mash. Comes totally. You always have to focus on the truma. Of course, you don't have to watch it all the time, right? But you have to have awareness that you have to truma and put it in a safe place. The moment you're meisiach das from the truma, it's kind of like yeush. When you give up on it, so then it becomes safek tamei. So here too, ask the Gemara, true. It's all yisad rabbanan right now, but yisad rabbanan is tantamount to esach hadas. It's equivalent theoretically to esach hadas. Rabbanan compelled you to be meisiach das. So therefore, even the Torah should be considered tamei, not tamei. Completely, but tell me to the extent that I can burn it together with the Tluya. What's the problem? I should be able to burn it, even though it's in the Rabbanans, right? Locate on my Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan say, Hey, see dvar Torah. If you're Mesiach Das, this is the Raisa. So if that's the case, so let's say, Achuzas down Rabbi Shimon Torah. Let's say, when the, it's all part of the Kasha. When you have an animal which needs bloodletting, right? So Koran B'Shem, it's a puzzle d'oraisa. It's about to die. It's a problem d'oraisa. It's about to drop dead, right? So every lot to be make his dab. And so too, Chavis Hashnia Krabi Meir. Chavis Hashnia like Rabbi Meir is also d'oraisa. Meaning that when the truma is going downstream, it's a problem d'oraisa because it's going to imminently get lost. It's going to become tome. So there every lot to be matami be a dime. Here too, in our case of our Mishnah, where there's Hesach Adas, it should be tantamount to those two. Even though it's not truly Doraisa in the Shos to Rabbanon, but the Hesach Adas is a Doraisa problem. Okay? So again, what the Gemara is doing, it's a very funny way of phrasing the question. At first, I was very couldn't figure out where the question ended and the answer begins. But what we're saying is, going back three lines, lo nivsal beshadas, not possible beshadas, should be allowed to burn it therefore together, because beshadas is basically like it's lost. Even though it's only the Rabbanon, which caused to be Mesiachdas, but still it's a Chadas. And Loki, Rabbi Yochanan, Maaseh Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're Mesiachdas, it's the Raisa. So therefore, it should be like Achuzas Dav Rabbi Shimon, which is the Raisa, and Chavishki, which is like Meir the Raisa. Whereas by Achuzas Dav, an animal which is a blood malady. So since it's imminently going to be lost, you're allowed to do a Maaseh to be Mekas Dav. By the Truma, which is flowing downstream, it's imminently going to become Tomei the Raisa. So you're allowed to do a Maaseh to take to the Raisa Pesach Das. So why could you burn the Torah and the Tmei together, the Torah and Tluya together at least? Why can't they be burned together? Says more, very nice answer. Very lumdish answer. Now, in a cane, it's no Esach Hadas. You thought it's Esach Hadas because you can't eat it anymore. No. El Misham Rushlotiga Vataros Acheros. There's a backhanded Das. There are two types of Das. Das to keep it Tor. Das that it shouldn't come into contact with other things which are still Tor. Right? So here, you weren't Mesiach Das from the Truma Torah. You want to make sure it doesn't come into contact with other things. Meaning, it's Chomet. It comes in contact with other things. It's going to render them unfit. So therefore, there's no Hesach Das, because as long as you have it in your possession, even though you're not going to eat it anymore, you're still preserving it, and therefore it's never Tomei. So it's never Tomei. You can't burn it with Tluya. You can't burn it with, certainly can't burn it with Tmeya. Okay? Says more, okay. Let's take this to an extreme. Hey, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yitzchak Ksuva. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Chiya, the scribe, asked. Hagat Smicha. Take this to an extreme. No, let's take it to an absurd. What, literally, toil yourself. All right? Work your imagination. Shoisa Nesuna Gabi Gecholi. What about where the Truma Torah is already on the coals? Are you still preserving it that it shouldn't touch other Truma? It's on the coals already. At least at that point, can't you combine it with the Truma Tmeya, or at least with the Truma Tluya? So now that the Gemara answers, at that point I can see to you. Once it's already burning, I can pile everything on together. That which our Mishnah said you can't burn Tahira with Tmeya is when the Tahira is not yet on the coals. Because you still be Mishamerit. It's still Tor. You be Mishamerit, then it shouldn't touch anything else. Shouldn't make anything else Chomets. But you still be Mishamerit, it's still Tor. But once it starts burning, there's no Shimmer anymore. Then for sure you're Mesiach Das. At that point, you can pile the Tmei onto. You know, they're at that point, they can all come together. I'm Rabbi Yimona, Rabbi Shimi. Rabbi Yimona said to Rabbi Shimi, Atun Armin, you say Rabbi Shimon Yodel Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Shimon can see it's Rabbi Yoshua. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua, Lesu Rabbi Yeshua. Even Rabbi Yeshua is not Rabbi Yeshua. And this is the question I told you the Gemara is going to ask. Rabbi Yeshua argues on himself. Rabbi Yeshua and Chavis Yeshua says, you have to, although I didn't write it down, you have to preserve the Truma Tluya. Granted, you can diminish your safeguarding. If it was in a concealed place, you put it in a reveal place. If it was in a place where it was safeguarded, put it in a place where it's open. But you can't be Matame, be a daim. Yet in the Chavishnir, Rabbi Shua says you can be Matame, the Truma Torah be a daim. As it's flowing downstream, be Matame in order to prevent it falling into the Tomei vat. So Rabbi Shua is not Rabbi Yeshua. You're asking me all sorts of peripheral questions. I got a problem with Rabbi Yeshua himself. Says more, the ultimate cop out answer. Armalei Tanoi Ninun. It's a machlokas Tanoi, what Rabbi Shua held. Take it. Chavish Yeshua and Chavishnir don't go together. They don't go together. This Chavish Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua says you have to preserve Tluya. In a lesser way, but you have to preserve it. Chavish Yeshua says you can be Matame, Truma, which is eventually going to be lost. They don't go together. The two Tanoim who argue as to what Rabbi Yeshua's position is. What are they? Who are the two Tanoim? Tam and Rabbi Meir b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Meir, in the name Rabbi Yeshua, says that it lost its... Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yeshua, says that even that by Tluya you can diminish your Shmira, but you can't to just toss it out or burn it. Whereas the second brisa, the second chavishnia, that's Rabbi Shimon, in name Rabbi Yeshua. Ramah Rabbi Shimon Shem Rabbi Yeshua, because just like he holds by Bechor, you can be makers dam to the Bechor, so to there he holds you can actually save the chulin by being matam in the truma. Comment to the Tanya, we learned over there. Ha Bechor Shah also dam, the same case. Bechor which desperately needed to have its blood let. Even if it will kick the bucket, if you don't let its blood, Amikiz is a dam, you can't let its blood, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Can't do anything. You can let the blood of Vachloy say Bamu. As long as you don't make a move. Imosa Bamu, if you do make a move in it, I raise Loishchot love, you can't shecht based on that move. Normally, a Kohen can take his Bechor to Chulin once it gets a move. Not in this move. It's a Xerah, because they're not supposed to make a move. They're afraid of abuses. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yakis, he should be let the blood. Apple Pishrez Bamu, even though as a result he'll make a move. He's allowed to do it. Rav Avraham Shem Loza said a gavaldik, gavaldik, gachap. You have to give him a lot of credit for this one. Asya, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't let its blood, it's got to die. That's a Gamliel who said if you have truma tluya, you have to preserve its status quo. In Chavis Yishon, Gamliel said whatever it was before it became toli is what you keep it after it became toli. So to the Bechor, you can't do anything to it. You have to keep the status quo, whatever it was. The Rabbanu say you can let its blood, but you can't make a mumah as a result. That's a Rabbi Lezer said, if you have Truma Tluya, which was before, you have to upgrade its Shmira. If it was in a revealed place, put it in a concealed place. If it was in open, close it. So Tira Chachomi say, you do a Maisa, you do an upgrade. You try to save it, and try not to give it a mum. If you give it a mum, then you can't use that mum in order to shecht it as chulin. Rabbi Shimon, who says Rabbi Shimon says that you can be make a stam, and even though you make a mum, Rabbi Shua says that once it's the tluya, you can downgrade it. So here, once it has it's also dam situation where it has blood disease, you can even take your risk of putting a mum into it. Okay, time Shem Rabbi Shimon. We learned his name, Rabbi Shimon. Yakis Abu Bishim is kavin lasos bomu. Can talk and be makis, even though he has a mind to make a mum in it. Amazing thing. He can, even though he has a mind to make a mum, he's allowed to go ahead and do that again, because at that point already it's in such dire straits, so it's essential as if it lost its kedusha. Vasik Rabbi Yeshua. And now, however, if that's the case, that argues on the previous statement. Bear in mind, Rabbi Shimon Chavetz Yishrein said you can diminish the Shmir, but you still have to preserve it. So that means you can be make his dam, even carelessly, even recklessly, but you can't make a move intentionally. Yet here we said, name Rabbi Shimon, you can make a move intentionally. Yaki's Abu Bishu Miskavin Lassus Bomu. Says more, you're right. V'asik Rabbi Shimon Achraya. That's going like Rabbi Shimon Achraya. That's going like Rabbi Shimon Chavetz Yishrein. Because Rabbi Shimon Chavetz Yishrein says you can be metame the truma be a dime. So the version Rabbi Shimon, the two versions of Rabbi Shimon. The one version Rabbi Shimon which says you have to still try not to make a mum. Just if you make a mum, then you can be shaykhan on that. That's like Rabbi Shua. You still have to keep. So you can't be matami yadayim. You could just be more reckless. You can open the barrel or whatever the case may be. The other statement named Rabbi Shimon, they can even intend to make a mum. That's like the chavishnia. Like the other Rabbi Yeshua, who says that once the truma is flowing downstream towards the chulin's maim, you can even be metame mamish biyadayim. Okay? Says that's one way of interpreting the two versions of the name Rabbi Shimon. There's another way of interpreting two versions. It said the second brisa, which says you can even intend to make a mum, is talking about by regular kachim. And here's a very interesting thing Lieberman brings down, that there's a halacha by regular kachim, regular karbonos, that you're allowed to make a mum in them even intentionally. By Bechor, you're not allowed to make an intentional mum. Why is that? Because the regular Bechor, if he comes, gets a mum, you're not chai b'achrusa, you don't have to replace it. But by say shlomim, if you make a mum in it, you have to replace it. You're chai v'achrayas. Why is that? Because Bechor is different than a regular carbon. Regular carbon, it's not a mon. It doesn't monetarily belong to Hashem. It belongs to you. You're bringing a carbon. If you don't bring this korban, you have to bring another korban. But b'chor, it's a monetary thing. It's like almost like bedek habayis in that respect. And that means if it gets a boom, it's not replaceable. There's no backup on it. So therefore, by a b'chor, you can't intentionally make a boom. Even according to Rabbi Shimon. That which Rabbi Shimon says, you can intentionally make a boom when you're making zdam, that's talking about shlomim. By shlomim, you can intentionally make a boom, because by shlomim, in that case, we say, anyway, if you make a boom, so bring another one, so it's nishke ferelach, that's okay. Okay, but chodshim shulchai b'achrizuk Rabbi Shimon. Ravo b'shem Rabbi Shimon look, it's a time at Rabbi Yehuda, the reason b'chor Rabbi Yehuda, you may not make a b'chor in a moom, even if it'll die, if you don't let its blood, because it says, lo sochlenu, do not eat it, al oretz ish b'chor kamayim, spill like water on the ground. Lo itarti l'cho ez domo, ele b'shvicho. I only allowed you to spill its blood, not let its blood. Spilling its blood means I only allowed you to shecht it. I didn't allow you to let its blood in any other way. I remember such a drush in the Bavli. Hey, Rabbi Abar Mori, Achud Rabbi Yossi, Foxy Bab Psuli Mukdoshim. Wait a minute. We apply the same words to Psuli Mukdoshim. Psuli Mukdoshim, you can't learn it that way. Because Psuli Mukdoshim, you're allowed to let its blood. Like we just said, learn. Regular Kabbalahs. So he said, there it's Amrei B'chibrata, there it's L'hachshir, it's Amrus. There we use the same words as the drasha to teach us that blood is machshir, right? That blood is one of the shiva mashka, which is machshir. Which is interesting, we have one pasuk, lo sochlen aretz ish b'chor kamayim, which we apply to two places. So even though it's the same pasuk, it's applied in one hand the b'chor, and the other hand p'suli mukdashim, we give it the value as if it's two separate p'sukim. And we say you can make two separate drushes out of it. One drusha that a b'chor can only spill its blood, not let its blood. And the other drusha that it's machshir. All right, we'll stop here. I'll clear up this. All right? It's because nobody else is here from staff.